This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Locked in, man. Random Order Show, episode
145.
We in here, man.
Locked in.
Oh, man, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm in here to build it, man. Amen. We got the baby chain to build as well.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Yes, sir.
Blessings.
As usual, man, we got my man Chelo Sebastian in the building all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen, man. Very swell episode on our hands, people. I cannot lie. We covered all the hard-hitting topics.
The Repo Reaper.
Brampton Theft Auto. Beef on the runway.
Car accidents that make you say why and how.
Air circulation and pot.
When your shorty crops your head out in pics.
And of course, man, we had to dip into the Random Order Discord to pull a video from y'all, man. This is not a recommendation to y'all. This is y'all idea, man. Don't get mad at us, man. Amen, man.
Drop them comments, man. Drop that red hot thumbs up. Subscribe button. Smash that shit bell button. All that, man. 5-star ratings. It's a good time, man. Enjoy the episode. Yeah. You know what time it is.
You do.
Locked in. All day.
Yeah.
Show my man Weezy F baby real quick, man.
Locked in.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking, man. Make sure y'all pay y'all car leases, man. You know, you don't want the Reaper come in.
Was this a Repo Reaper you
Repo,
told me yesterday?
Repo Reaper, yeah. Let's get a fact check on the name, but I think his name is Repo the Reaper. He only uses the baby's song.
Wait, what?
He has a website.
The merch is out.
TikTok took down his account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's trying to, like, get it back. But,
they be hating.
Yeah, man. But
what's the problem?
I don't know. Apparently, he's bringing back the baby's career.
Boosting up his streams again and shit.
Yeah. So someone will report you and say, yo, someone's parked in my spot. Like, yo, come get this.
Oh.
Yeah, but apparently he's boosting his streams.
That's
up.
Like the tow trucking industry, bro. Like, they get the call, they over there,
Damn,
bro.
Man.
You know what I mean?
But he dances in front of us. It's just the funniest thing ever.
Let me check out this one right here, man. Oh, unavailable. Tally, yeah, man.
Taking him down.
Struck him down.
They cease and desist in his ass.
Back at it again.
Hey. Hey, I've seen this shoot.
Right, he just dances and takes it, man. Come on, push us.
Yeah, that was hard.
Don't be dancing, yeah, man. This is a rough patch of my life, man.
That's why it's funny.
Damn.
There's good ones where the guy is actually there. This is the thing about repo, or not repo, towing a car. I always think like you're somehow bending something. You saw how the front of that car's fender was...
Because it's a steep incline.
Yeah,
right?
There it is.
But you're not, though, because they got shocks. They don't have repoing in Canada, do they?
They have someone to come get it.
Oh, no, they got this yet.
I've heard through sources, man.
Oh, okay.
Reliable sources.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, man, you don't... You never want to come outside to see that, man.
You never.
I will say.
They doing... car theft is going up in Brampton. They doing, they're hitting a lot of licks on car theft, so...
Yeah, they're repoing.
One of my neighbors, they... They put a boot on their whip.
Nice.
You can't take it.
Very effective, man.
That got to be annoying in the morning, but you got to unboot.
Well, it's like a whip they don't move every day.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, you know, because for weeks, I'm like, damn, they owe money or some shit? Like, you know, that's the only reason I know for a boot to be on a whip, but.
Yeah. Bro, it's actually wild, man. Maybe I'm just getting all the TikToks, but nigga, I can't help. I can't help but watch that.
They
just do it so swift. They don't care.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like, first I was watching it and it's like nighttime and shit, real sneaky looking around and shit. Now it's just broad daylight. Hopped in there to the guy was outside. I think he had auto start on his whip. It was running. He went back inside. Yeah. Someone just walked on up and just, you know, no type of urgency or nothing.
Yeah.
Hopped in the car.
Took it.
Or tried to.
Yeah.
Tried to. The nigga actually came up. But yeah, in general, man, they're just fucking
piling out. Yeah, that's how it go down, man. That's why I don't even like, I don't. If I'm warming up my whip, I'm in my whip.
Oh, yeah, all day.
And I don't think niggas gonna take my shit. It's pretty old, but
regardless.
Don't care. You know what I mean?
Just to take it, man.
Don't.
Just
like free ride.
Yeah, yeah. Then that's what it was, yo. That's what it is.
But I just, man. I don't get the. I mean, I guess I get the transaction, get paid for it, but
for what, repoing?
Yeah, no. These y'all talking about the street repo?
Oh, the
right?
Street repo. Yeah.
Like, I would. I'm afraid to walk by someone's driveway. And I'm just walking by. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Bro, mm-hmm. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're on. I don't know what kind of day you're having to just, like, take your whip.
Mm. It's even worse if you don't have weapons and you're just jacked and you just, fuck, you got me getting my stop. Infinite headlock.
Somebody catches you, like, in their whip. Like in front of you, you're done. Like,
bro, somebody pops a door on you, you're stuck. You're in the driver's seat. Exactly, just straight food.
Yeah.
Straight food.
Yeah, you talking about that league where they fighting the whip?
They're going to start that league.
We're going
to
do
that. That's probably who started it. Someone tried to take my whip.
You're supposed to send one last one. You say, you know what? I can make bank off this shit.
Finish him off.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I couldn't even legally take a whip though. As a repo, man. Just that's that heat saying. At the back of your head is just...
You
look. I need somebody like behind me at all times to make sure nobody come.
It's
just
probably,
be mad, man.
It's probably a thrill, though. It's probably a thrill for these niggas.
Yeah,
man.
Facts, I need the joints facts. Where you see the joints where they just all they have to do is back up and then like hit the little switch and then just boom, gone.
Bro, there's
that's a Grand Theft Auto one.
Guy on TikTok where he just the whip the camera's just in his whip. He just got like the GoPro set up and he just. You just see him backing up.
Bro, you just
be
in traffic? All right, quick
you
one.
You see him backing up.
How does it connect?
I don't know. He just knows how to
like
line
under
it
the
up.
Wheels.
You ever like play like Grand Theft Auto and shit?
That's what I'm saying. The Grand Theft Auto.
It's like that. They just do it like that. They just know how to connect it.
It's gone. The front wheel holder. So he dropped the front wheel holder. And then he'd be like, I think I might have seen the same account.
Yeah.
But like he'll show people like trying to park in creative ways. And it's like, even if you do this, man, you're not safe. You turn the wheels, you're not safe. They just drop the thing, turn it. Lift it up a bit, get under there.
You know, I think he really like caught
slides
it.
Out of there.
I really think he caught it. He get away and then he tighten it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take your shit.
How you reacting if you're getting repo, man? Fair and square. Because niggas be getting mad because like, it's their car.
Yeah. I promise you.
Sometimes it is, I guess. Yeah. If there's some, if they, you know.
I promise you, I'm money. Not doing nothing.
Yeah, I feel like that's a route I'm.
You got me.
Yeah.
You got me, man. I know what I did. That's you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, people, man. Don't be wrong or strong out here, man, because it gets you nowhere.
That's how the worst one.
It gets you nowhere,
bro. It gets
bro.
You nowhere.
Like, especially if I'm doing something that's, like, this is now this is a repercussion, it's like, I can't fight the repercussion.
Right.
Yeah. If you're here to take my vehicle, and even if, nigga, whatever, we have an argument, you walk off, bro, you're coming back in 5 minutes. They're coming for this car.
They're coming
for
this
car. It's over.
Like, you do what you have to do. I was even going to say, like, I'm not the type of person to even start anything, even in public, even if I'm in there, right?
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if...
Sometimes, I didn't got greasy over, like, parking spots.
Nah, see?
Like, if you see me, you know, you're in a parking spot, you might see someone coming out, some indicate, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you try to, you know, bro, I got out the whip. I said, bro, I know you see my whip. He said, okay, backed up.
Damn, that's nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm chilling there. Don't do that.
My thing is, like, I don't want fucking disrespect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because... let's say you go knock on the window, dot dot dot. Yo, it's that you see me fucking about to park there.
Yeah.
He just drops a Cry Me a River bar on you.
Right,
just beat it, you fuck.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not, and then that's why I feel like in the repo situation I wouldn't say anything because I watched a video where a nigga was getting his shit repoed, and the repo man was like very nice, but he's just like, bro, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But I have to do it.
Yeah.
I'll give you the documents to show you why I have to do it, but that's all I can do, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
bro,
like,
I'm a strong believer in that, man. Don't be getting mad at the middleman and shit.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Why it's so frustrating when I'm like calling customer service and I'm like, I'm really upset because I'm like,
yeah,
I know it's not you.
You don't deserve
that's a good
it.
Example. Yeah.
Like, it's literally it's your fucking shithole company.
Yeah. And I need my car.
But I'm asking my charge. I'm like, I got a good little cord in there. Let me just jump up in it real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I'll argue with someone that's trying to tow my car. If I like park somewhere bad, I'll be like, yeah, I'm here. My fault. Take it off. Like, but even then, don't do the fucking, it's going to 200, take it off.
Yeah.
Bro, take my car off. Well, no, it's a deal at that point because I was parked in the wrong. Yeah.
But then even the places that impound your whip, be on some weird shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Sketchy, man.
Yeah, man. Like, oh, we're not open till this day, but you have to pay for all these days we're not open. Like, nigga, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the parking fee.
Come on,
gang. Yeah.
Give me my shit.
It's just a... It's, you know when someone just knows they have you?
Yeah. By the balls.
Even if they literally have you, where it's just like, I can make anything up. I don't like to be in situations where I'm dealing with a slime ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're getting your car repoed, you're in slime territory.
Oh, slime city, man.
You're in slime city because now it's just everything is up for grabs. You don't want to pay? I don't give a fuck what day I open it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even want to step into the office of even when government and Service Ontario when I'm going there because I lost my license, bro. They're treating me like you're an alien. Mm-hmm. You don't have your license. Who are you? What kind of sick games you trying to play? You show me your password. Okay, nice. Come on, I'll help you out. Like, that's the type of shit that I don't like to be there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn. Oh,
certain industries, man, are just prone to slime ballism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I like the tow truck company's a good example. What else?
Tow truck. Anything where they make you fight for something.
Moving. Slime ball industry.
That's because but you're in competition. Because even with tow truck drivers,
but these niggas will literally rob. Like, they'll be like, this is the price. Load up all your shit from your house on the truck. Like, this is actually a lot heavier than we thought, man. It's going to run you about an extra however much. And if not, I'll throw your shit on the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
and no one's like really regulated. So some industries are just not, you know, looked close enough at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
I feel like it's because it's a competitive industry. Like tow truck drivers, every time you see a tow truck, he's either fucking speeding with oink on the floor, smoke on the floor, a little smoke on screen. The
floor.
Yeah, because it's just black smoke out of their trucks all the time.
Yeah.
Or they're towing a whip, but it's like they have to race to go get the whip.
They do. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. Like, that's why they have the whole like, yo, if you tell us about an accident, we'll break you off.
Oh, really?
That's how it works.
Really?
Yeah, that's why, like, if you see an accident, you know a tow truck driver, you call them and they get there first, they hook it up, they give you some change. Now, I don't know if all of them do, but the ones I know.
I'm trying to figure out how much you get per tow.
I'll become the night crawler of tow trucks. Just waiting in the bush.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, leave it. My tow man called.
Bro, you be at an accident, you see, like, the five of them pull up at the same time and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they got the... You got a little radio, the police radio type shit that they
Toll channel. To.
Yeah, really Nightcrawler-esque.
Yeah.
And now you gotta, this is what I'm saying, man. There's a world within worlds.
Oh, 100%.
You gotta think about let's just say there's a cop in a very small town. And for whatever reason, this town has really bad drivers. They're always getting in accidents. And Brampton, let's use Brampton as an example.
You're right.
There's a specific Brampton officer, and he pulls up to fucking every car crash because he's just on car crash duty. Mm-hmm. And every time he pulls up, it's just the same tow truck driver, slimy as fuck, but he has to deal with the cops. And you know what? The tow truck driver, more times, is there before the cop. So,
for sure.
You ever see someone like, I'll be driving like around a scene of like a car accident or whatever, and then the tow truck driver is talking to like the fire marshal and the cop. I'm like, bro, you got no business talking to these.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, bro, you're not him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the cops are gonna have to deal with the tow truck driver. Say, okay, what happened? Like, you know, okay, take this car out, whatever. Like, I just wouldn't want to deal with that, man.
Right.
Yeah. What if you take the car too early? Like, oh, that's evidence. No. Damn, man, I need the marshal. Pay me $400. A lot of strange accidents in Brampton, man.
Yeah.
You see cars in stores and shit.
Yeah, it's never good to have a car
when an accident's so bad. It's like, wait, how'd you do that?
There's a video of these guys. They're like recording a podcast in a coffee shop.
Holy sh! It got so quiet in here. How did I?
Move!
And he's wearing a FUBU. This guy really moves his phone first.
I think we're fine. I think we got all the audio on there.
Oh, nice. Everyone's good.
Crazy.
Bro, why?
Listen, you're behind me right there.
It got so quiet in here.
Is it so quiet in here? Right after.
It's so quiet in here.
I haven't seen a car crash in a minute.
If you told me this was Brampton, I'd believe you.
Yeah.
I'm not even a cap.
I think we got all the audio.
And he knocked over that pole. Easy, man. Easy. Why even put the pole there if that's how easy you clean it?
Yeah, I always like. I thought that was supposed to like stop. Wait, I didn't see a video.
Oh, he cleared the pole?
Bro, the pole is on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Look. How did I? Where are you turning in from?
Wait, he went away in between the poles.
No, he knocked it over.
I was on the floor after.
I rated him for backing.
Just let me get out y'all's store, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to disrupt y'all or nothing like that.
I think we're fine. I think we got all the audio on there.
Yeah, that's great. Whip mosh.
Is the whip bleeding?
Yeah.
It's probably like fucking radiator spinal fluid. Shit. Yeah, that's everything.
Bro, if I'm there. Well, I mean, nah, man. Sometimes in life, you gotta be thankful that, because that could have been it for him right there, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So, two of them and their show.
Yeah, but I'm definitely coming out saying, oh, my back hurts.
As a podcast? The podcast guy?
Yeah, and I'm getting new equipment the next show.
Yeah, right. Like,
yo,
my mic stopped working.
Yeah, man. Nah, man. I don't know how people go into stores. And I've even seen this one accident where the I think it was in Brampton. The guy was on the second floor of the house.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Search car, second floor house, Brampton. I promise you, I'm like, you'd have to get out the car and jump down. Like,
damn, man. Slow down out there, man. Come on now.
Yeah.
Don't go fast in parking lots either, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sketchy business, man. Yeah. Sketchy business.
No need, bro. Like,
just be reasonable, bro.
Bro, I don't want to hit anyone. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want...
Yeah.
To ruin my life.
Yeah.
Because I ruined someone else's.
All right.
On the topic of hitting someone and ruining a life, Danny Lay got arrested for a DUI, for a hit and run and a DUI.
She was off that
She was drunk?
Off that shit. She was drunk off that shit Memorial weekend, hit someone in Miami and dipped.
That's not good.
Come on, man.
But it's like...
It's over then.
She's thinking, damn, I got this album on the way, nigga. Fuck up my rollout. You're gonna change your rollout?
She bucked up her own rollout by rolling out.
Man. Oh, gee. Amen. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't
man,
do that.
Man, I'll tell you something, man. If I hit someone, God forbid, I'm not running because, bro, it's.
Bro, you're just putting the toppings on your sentence. Mm-hmm. Like, it's already done. You hit him, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Now you're going to fucking go like this with the extra years and shit, extra time and charges.
I'd fucking.
And for the finale, nigga, fucking peel out, nigga.
Peel out.
Leaving the scene.
Still drunk. You got a dent in your radiator.
And your door is dragging. Yeah. That looks like suicide doors, man.
You know, it's so interesting. We're talking about this because Lily, before we came here, I watched this TikTok about John F. Kennedy's brother had a DUI or like was driving under influence and he drove into a lake. And he had a passenger. The passenger died. So he called his family, like, yo, what do I do? He said, come home. So he went home. And they, like, moved all his money into, like, a trust fund. And obviously, he sleeps off the alcohol, too. So then, if they don't book you drunk, they can't say you were drunk when it happened type shit. So maybe that was her thought process. Like,
let me... I just drove away.
Yeah, it's just, I just didn't see him. And then it's like, you know, it's the less charge, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
Wait. He drove someone into a lake with his car?
Yeah.
And they're in the car.
In the car. They didn't make it out of the car.
He swims out, makes a phone call.
He swims out, they're still in the car.
Yeah, type shit, yeah.
Makes a call and they say, just come sleep it off.
Yeah, his family.
Just to lessen the shit, move some money around.
Move some money around. So then he got charged, but he didn't have no... He's like, you know, when 50 did the bankruptcy thing, allegedly.
Yeah.
You can't... You don't got it. You can't take it from me, right? So... Yeah. Slimy business.
Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It be like that, though, man. Sons of politicians and just...
They could run
I forgot what the fuck I was watching, man. I hate not giving references, but...
Was it a documentary?
The kid did something.
Yeah, I think I showed
you that. Kid did something.
One.
What'd I do? We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You did not do this.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
What was that documentary? I think I told you about it.
Fuck.
It was on Netflix. It was like some boat thing. He was driving a boat drunk.
Yes.
So he
just walked with
him. Yeah, he was driving. Yes. Yeah, and yeah.
What was that?
I forget what it was called, but he hit the bridge in the boat.
People died.
And then his family was like the prestigious lawyers of the city. Like,
Yeah. People just start getting wet up after, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was that the same doc?
Wait, are you guys talking about?
I believe it was. But
the lawyer movie.
Not a movie.
No, not Your Honor. Oh. Same deal.
Yeah.
Well, this is like same type of deal.
Same type of deal. I can't remember how it ended, but yeah, they did some shit around just fumbling the evidence and, you know. Yeah.
sketchy. Bro, how do you sleep after?
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say, man.
Yeah, so
I'll be off that shit all the time, man.
You can run away from something, but you can't run away from the universe.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Preach it, man.
You ever meet someone? It can be before or after, but you just meet someone and like, this shit's happening to them. I'm like, bro, what did you do in your life?
Mm.
Why is this all happening? It'd be good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wally's a person, I'm like, dog, only this is going to happen to Wally. Like, just luck.
Yeah.
Then there's other shit where I'm like, you have a dark past, man, because there's no way a couch just fall on you and misses you by a foot. You know what I mean?
Right, like, yeah.
Life is saying, I fucking know still.
Speaking of couch.
Yeah, that's why I said couch. Holding the couch, but... Nah, man. Just
you can tell when a nigga run from something. You meet him and shit. They're just a little like just can't sit still and shit.
Yeah,
whole lot of looking and shit.
Yeah,
bro, no, I don't smoke weed. No, too many. Too many paranoid, bro.
Fighting too many demons.
What? Should we get out? Bro, you good, nigga? Is there a murder I should know about?
That did you? Let me see your hands. You ever just ask a nigga, let me see your back?
What?
No. Wait, where are you going with that?
Oh, what? Because if he ran away from a murder, just see if he's cut up or anything. Mm. See, let me see your body, man. Let me see your body, man. Right now,
okay.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's crazy is you're saying, are you running from something? And I happen to be running from a couple of things, and I didn't get caught. But I guess, in a way,
they just found you.
The guy knew, he had suspicions. This morning, Julian goes out, he takes out Brooklyn, and we have a little spot where we don't have to put on his leash and go do our thing. Mm. We just kind of open. You've seen this little spot. Mm-hmm. We just open, you go right there. He knows where to go, come back. He can come back. Mm. You know, I'm good. I'm good to let him go there, mm-hmm. do his thing, come inside. Now, when I go on walks, I tell y'all, sometimes I had the bag, sometimes I don't. There's bags around the community. I pull him out, pick him up
mm-hmm. all day.
But right here, specifically, there's no bag. But I usually go pee-pee. Go pee-pee. Sometimes.
Quick peeps.
Mm-hmm. Go pop. Mm-hmm. If you guys have dogs, you know you got to get that one command and let them know, like, do you do this here? So I tell them go pop sometimes, but I have to whisper it. There's people around still.
Mm.
There's too many windows.
You don't want them to hear you talking like a baby type shit?
No, I just don't want them to tell. I don't want them to hear what I'm telling him to do, what I'm commanding him to do. Because I just – That criminates me.
Yeah.
That criminates me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know, Brooklyn, yeah.
I ain't tell him.
What we pushing, man? What we pushing?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll pretend like I'm looking away, but sometimes he drops a pat there. But we're this in this area, there's wood chips. And it just so happens when a dog's feces lays out in the sun a little bit, it's going to, you know, decompose. But before the decompose stage,
compression,
it dries up. Mm-hmm. So it looks like wood chips now.
All day. Okay.
So I'm okay.
It's in powder form now.
It's almost there. That's like day four. Yeah. I go back. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Camouflage. Yeah.
So I'd take them out there, woo-doo-woo, and sometimes it's nighttime, sometimes it's morning, but you can't really tell. Like, no one knows if it's a, you don't know if he's peeing or pooing.
Could be a girl.
It could be a girl.
Yeah, sometimes I don't want to pick it up. I'd be like, oh, good girl, Tui.
Good girl. Go.
Good pee-pee.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So, this morning, Julian takes Brooklyn out. And I'm coming out, like, right behind him, but Julian's already out. And I turn the corner. I kind of hear, like, someone like, talking to him. I'm like, maybe he's on the phone, but he doesn't talk that loud on the phone. I come to realize he's talking to someone. And Brooklyn does his business, and the guy says, you just going to leave that there? And then Julian turns around and says, no.
Just like a stare off funny.
Nope. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Then the guy comes back, and he says, okay, no, I'm just asking because I've seen someone leave it there like about 2 days ago with the same dog. And Juno's like, nah, like I'm picking it up. And then the guy's just kind of standing there. So the parking spot is right where the area is that he's going. So he's just standing in his car.
This is the names?
Yeah, whatever. He's a fucker. I turn the corner this exact moment and he's like, no, he's coming. Look, he's picking it up right now. So I go and I have a bag and I like go pick it up. He's just literally just standing there watching. I'm like, bro,
what are you shit, man?
Yeah, exactly. What are you shit?
You fucking shit, man.
Like you're literally go to work. Mm-hmm. He's on his way to work. We put this together because there's a sticker on his car and there's a shop where that sticker is. And I'm like, it's putting two together. You work there. Mm-hmm. Go to work.
Yeah.
You know what time he starts? He could have been earlier. Had some time to fuck around and give shit to niggas.
Dog, go to work. Yeah. Who cares? Why do you care if this dog shits right here?
You're not here.
You're not here and you're not sleeping there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's responsible places to leave a turd, man. I'm going to be real. It doesn't make me mad. You know what I mean? I'm in a place where it's like, it's too many dogs. So like, okay, together, like we got to pick the shit up.
Right.
But sometimes I'm like, yeah, that's a good place to leave that shit. Bro, in the mulch. Bro, this is, you know what I mean?
Seeing shit outside is not going to bother me, nigga. That's where I expect it to bother me. You know
in my
mean?
Crib, it's a different story.
Yeah, yeah.
You going to leave that there, nigga?
And what's funny, what just makes it so much better for me is when you come at me that crazy, now I'm in retaliation mode. I went there, I bent down, picked up two wood chips, put in the bags. Looking at the shit, I said, all done.
He was right there?
Bro, he's in his whip, still standing there.
Standing in his whip.
So he's like, he's standing in his whip.
On his whip?
The whip is standing. You know? He's just right ahead of me. So yeah. I'm like, dog, you don't even, does this make you feel better? You don't even know I picked it up. You're going to work saying, oh, I told them guys. Mm-hmm. No, it's still there, bro.
You showed him.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
Here and there, man. Here and there, man.
Doo-doo
was meant to be left on the ground, man. That's how this earth started, man. That's how we built this country.
And did I say it to you guys?
Bro. Yes, you'll be, let's say you're in Toronto, you know what I'm saying, downtown, pick up your dog shit, get fined and shit. They got all type of signs, horse walk by, hey guys, good morning. Just walk it off. I'm sure this is a bigger problem. And if that can stay, nigga, this shit can stay.
Yeah, people pick and choose what to, and that right there, you telling me pick up my dog shit while you're on your way to work, and I've never, ever had a conversation. He's not even my direct neighbor like that. I've never seen this man before. I just seen his car. You're having a bad day. This has nothing to do with me. And for the fact that he said, I seen someone leave the same dog shit 2 days ago, why are you watching my dog's ass now? Now I'm nervous. You get what I'm saying, boys?
Yeah. 100%.
That's it, man.
Word.
Sorry, man.
That off, brother.
I'ma leave it, man. Hold on. Unless you're like, okay, there's doodoo on my like on my driveway, fresh
air,
fresh hot surf. You gotta pick that up, man.
And I know your dog's doodoo be this big.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Sometimes I feel ridiculous. Fucking
yeah, like why am I
stupid
picking
shit
that
up?
Shit up?
But man. I like just people looking at shit. I just pick up this fucking acorn real quick,
man. Yeah, I. Whatever, man. Whatever. Some people, it's just, you're the same type of guy that's going to charge me a couple extra for the dip. I know what type
of that's that type of energy all day.
All day, man.
Is what it is, man. Man, I be thinking about littering and shit sometimes. I don't do it.
No.
But if I have a biodegradable paper, I'll toss that shit there, let that shit go through the cycle. Mm. But people are like, don't litter. I'm like,
this is pavement.
This is not supposed to. This is worse than littering. A fucking big slab of concrete and shit. Right? Yeah. We already did the littering, man.
Right.
So biodegradable spliff tips doing nothing, man. We good.
Yeah. Cigarette butts, things be
going back to work.
That's the last breath. I'm glad you guys got that. So it's
like, yo.
Fucking dragon, bro.
Bro, they really be out there just in the winter. Beyond winter, man. Just sleet, storm, cold, wet, freezing rain.
Gotta get my shit.
I always talk about what they gotta do. It's like, bro, are you...
You don't
stressing yourself out more by being out here and smoking? Like, it's supposed to take away, but it's like it seems like you're adding to it.
Mm-hmm. It just kills the vibe. Well, now we're talking trees, but
yeah,
when it's too cold and shit.
I've definitely like not smoked because it's too cold outside. Or it's like, yo, we getting out here? Puff, puff, pass. You know what I'm saying? Annoying.
I'll be honest, man. I gave those days up. It was too cold in my smoking. Once we started smoking comfortably, it's like, oh, we can...
Well, it's elevated.
This is fine.
Tree puffing.
Yeah. You can smoke inside.
Right.
You set your vibes and shit. If it's too cold, bro, I'm not banging. Even the days at Artscape, we'll go outside and smoke. I'm like, boys, this ain't worth it.
You got the canoe situation going.
Yeah. New end. And it's like,
the whole cherry flies away and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just gonna dent in your shit.
Dude, when I started feeling like a junkie, I said, we gone too far,
that's
man.
It. Yeah.
We gone too... As soon as I start shivering, I'm like, all right, man. Like, it's over, man.
What are we shivering for?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I got to be shivering for a reason, man.
Yeah.
I love when someone else be like, man, yeah, smoke inside. Like, it's not my place. Like, we did, but it was like, okay, make sure you blow by the way. Don't be wilding out and shit. You know what I mean? Pointing to the wind. Some niggas just be like, hey, it's all good, man.
Oh my God. I went to my friend's house and I wasn't too sure of the vibes. Now, and guys, let me say this. A lot of you guys write comments all the time saying, yo, these guys are fried. These guys are fried. I'm a responsible smoker. The same way I'm a responsible yakker. I'm sure you boys feel me on this. I can smoke and I'll still be like totally fine. Yeah. Sure. I'm always funny. I'm always goofy. I'm always...
But they be saying it when we're not. I mean, you know what I mean? Oh, actually, not for this one.
Yeah.
So I know y'all smack.
It's like, well, fine, bro. Sleepy. I'm fucking stressed.
Yeah.
But I should be. Exactly. My point is, every time y'all say it, I'm like, I wish.
Yeah.
But I'm responsible with it. So it's like, even if I'm doing it, there it is. This is my problem with smoking. Even if I was doing it, I felt like I was always... I was always labeled as like niggas that are just smoking to smoke or like just lazy smoker. Mm. Like, yo,
what do you mean?
Where am I going with this, man?
You're smoking and doing nothing.
Just smoking and doing nothing.
It's a problem compared to like smoking and getting it done.
Smoking, exactly. But it's just like I can function on it. Some people smoking, they're like, yo, I can't function. Like, so I don't want.
That's the end of coming. I can't do the end.
Yeah. It's professional. It's always like, all right, we just smoke this, put this up, and then we're gonna go do this.
Yeah,
so that's always planned. But anyways, I was smoking with someone. And this one wasn't a productive one. This is a kickback smoke. But it was the first time smoking with someone. And I was like, okay, I got to see the vibe, see what it is. What's your setting? When you smoke, I go to your house. Are you smoking? Are you like candles? Do I smoke by the window?
Went to Waleed's house. Situation?
Cool ashtray. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice freaking ashtray. Smoking at Waleed's house. I'm like, by the window, me and this nigga smoking in the alley like junkies, man. But we was like,
it was nice outside.
So I'm like, bro, I smoke here. Waleed's like, yo, come up. We're like, I'm like, all right, fine. We up there now. I'm in the situation where I'm like, all right, I got a big cannon rolled. What we doing? You know what I'm saying? Homeboy like, oh, just go ahead and light it up. But I never want to be in a situation that I'm not pressing to smoke. We don't have to smoke if you don't do this. I lit that motherfucker up. It's like a limpet torch. And then it starts going.
Well, hey, I thought you was dead.
It was good, man. Just every fan turned on, every window's now open. I'm just like, all right.
Nah, I can't do that. It's going to make my high just...
Don't tell me yet, because I don't need the smoke. It's sick if we can smoke on his couch, watch this game, and you know what I mean? That's just chill.
Oh, I dig a situation, man. Bro, there's a way to de-stanch, though. That's another thing I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we're smoking at our crib.
By the morning is... Like, bro,
yeah, someone's coming over. Oh, done. Yeah, you don't even smell this shit. You have no idea.
Yeah.
But then you go to someone else's joint, it's just like, oh, this is the weed spot.
Yeah, this smells like,
We just got lingo to be like, We got lingo from moments in our life that we just kind of carry on. Okay. So again, before we were living on our own, mm-hmm. we had went to people's spots. Mm-hmm. And we know like what niggas' spots would smell like, but just one cat in particular, he just smoked way too much. But it wasn't a good system over there. Mm. Have your system, man. Was not a good system. Air did not filter through there. Mm. No smell good was in there. So it's just like every time our house was like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. we'd just be like, yo, you just tell us like, yo, this smells like Lloyd's place. Let's just say his name's Lloyd. He's okay. Like, hey, man, this is Lloyd's house. I'm like, fuck. Like, is it like that bad?
Oh, okay. I see you say it. Yeah.
So it's just
I love that.
This is our mental reminder to like, yeah. bro, we don't want
to be Lloyd's right yeah. now.
Yeah. We don't lie. This is years later, bro. And we're still on just, man, so like Lloyd's crib in here, man. Like,
yeah, man, you got to get your candles, man, your incense, open your windows, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Crack your windows.
That ventilation is always good for mm-hmm. any reason, man.
Any reason. Sometimes you got to just air out the place, man.
Yeah, I can feel stale air. Yeah. What's the last time you cracked the windows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fan spinning shit.
Yeah.
I'd be on island mode and shit. Just like, you know, it'll be hot. Yeah, I'm out here in Orlando. It'll be warm. I'm like, yo, but still, like, air's fresh and so what it's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turn off the AC, open the door, open the windows and nice. Shit, turn the fan on. And Sam come home and said, like, oh, he think he's Jamaican. He hit shot. Oh, bro, stop saying that. Like, I ain't even been to Jamaica. No, but she keep using my ethnicity against me.
Yeah.
Her and her mom walking, yeah, child, he think he's Jamaican. You know? Yeah, I'm like a cool breeze, nigga.
Yeah.
You save just went in. You don't like a breeze in the fresh out, man.
So your windows are open and the things on.
Yeah, just to circulate air, fresh air.
Yeah,
in
and out, yeah.
We'll close up and turn on the AC and stuff. Like, you got like the cold air on. Like, we'll get more.
Julie was on that shit when I first moved to Orlando. Mm. I'm like, come from the city, Avi, coming from, you know what I mean, suburbs to the city. We didn't have a balcony at our place, just some stupid windows. If our house is flat like this, mm-hmm. the window open like this.
That's not an open window.
That's not, look.
That's bullshit.
So when we're smoking, our hands are out like this.
Bro, you know the fucking window in the back of the SUV?
Yeah.
That you got to like,
yes, the clamp? Man, like, come on.
This.
The back, right?
Yeah.
The back fans up?
Yeah.
Bro, no air
oh
is
my
getting.
God.
I guess it's only for pulling air out. But.
Leave it goddamn closed, man. So, anyways, I get here and I'm just like, all right, in the office, there's a double door to a balcony. Balcony or is it balcony?
Niggas gonna get at you regardless, man. But it's balcony.
Open somewhere in
balcony. Balcony. Yeah, I'll say balcony.
I do be saying balcony if you leave me alone and just don't call me out.
Don't call me out.
So balcony.
Because it's the bulk of the house. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's like a...
I do hate when they waste too much space on the balcony, man. I'm like,
don't waste balcony
space. This could be prime time living room space.
The first days when I was in Orlando, my thing was, because I didn't know Florida heat, my thing was just going in the office, mm-hmm. popping both the double doors open, fan on, door closed, and you would
Jamaica
definitely...
Jamaica mode. That nigga know about Jamaica.
Jamaica same mode. Deal. Yeah, but I don't know. For some reason, I wasn't doing it right because the rest of the house got hot.
Did you close your door?
Come to think of it, probably didn't. Because now when
that'd
we run it,
measure.
Everything else is closed.
So you're saying you should close the door?
Yeah.
Your room
yeah.
door, yeah.
Remember,
least, you know what I mean? I'll close my... If I really want to... Let's say the AC's on and shit, but I want some, you know what I mean? I want to hear the lake and shit. I want to, you know, feel some real heat, some nature. Mm-hmm. I'll pop the window, close my door, close my vent. So I'm like, yeah, this room is excluded from AC anyway. Mm.
I think what it was is I was smoking too, but he wasn't smoking. So I'd just be there fucking twisting that la-la-la fucking on the carpet upside down. Everywhere else is hot. So
yeah, it can't involve the whole household.
Yeah, because now what we do, we just close the door, but everything else is cold and just that room is hot. So I'm like, all right, cool. This works out. But
I always thought it was pointless. Like, you trying to smoke on a windy day, like from like indoors, and like, I just blow out the window. God. Shit. Rolls it back in. Fucking close it.
Just smoke in the closet, man. Don't do it, man. It's gonna give you cavities. Turn this off.
You watching yourself eat a Snickers on TV.
Nigga, I took out the high chew and then ate the Snickers, man.
You did come with candy then. You're bad, man. You're bad, bro.
Repo the Ripper took my tooth.
They gonna repo that tooth, man. You get too much sugar in there. Watch that sugar intake, people.
Yeah, watch that sugar intake. Watch that sugar intake.
Y'all seen this video of DJ Khaled walking the runway in a suit?
No.
Yeah.
What's
he doing?
Bro, you just gotta see the swag, bro. You gotta see the drip.
All right, Khaled. Oh, nice. His video looks very uncomfortable.
It's kind of a smile.
Like an action figure.
Pop it.
Nice. With the scoop tee.
Look at the sway, man.
All day, man.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, I heard a model talk about this, man. How do you feel about, like, a lot of these, like, celebrities, whatever you do, are getting, like, modeling opportunities mm-hmm. just because of their name and shit. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I guess technically they're taking the opportunity away from an actual model.
How do I feel?
I was kind of like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like you, because I'm not a model, but I understand where you're coming from. But I think, like, you know, you got to understand, like, what they bringing that you're not bringing. Yeah, you might be a model, but you're not famous.
You're right.
They famous. You got to sell clothes.
Bro, you can have a problem with everything. Because I'm really trying to answer that question. You can have a problem with everything, but because it's like, go back to when models were just supposed to eat a fucking bare minimum to stay like this look and be this look. And then everyone's like mad and saying, oh, make it more inclusive. Now everyone's modeling. Everyone has a different chance. And obviously, like, your path is still going to be your path no matter what the next man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't got, there's too many opportunities out here to be worried about, hey, now you're an influencer and you're modeling, whatever. They still can't model like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
especially
right.
With modeling, is so right. Specific to say, I need this type of like person.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like shooting something for a campaign versus like walking a runway is just two different things, man. It's like, you're just choosing what to be mad at. Such as life.
I'm talking about like walking a runway though.
Walking a runway?
But I still feel you. That still applies.
So many runways to walk.
Yeah, it is coming from the
There might not be as much as we think.
There's runways to walk, man.
Yeah, like, but you're not trying to walk like boutique. Fucking
now you're being choosy. That's your problem, man. Bro, it's almost like that's like you saying, how do you feel about like people being a real artist and writing rhymes versus fucking hopping on a TikTok trend and then blowing up as an artist, like a Doja Cat or because Doja Cat's first song was a parody, but now she's a respected artist. So it's like, yeah. You're picking and choosing what to be mad at, man.
Right. Yeah. That is coming from that idea that there's not enough to go around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not enough opportunity to go around for everyone. So you're like, stop taking my shit.
What are y'all thoughts on that?
I agree. I see the model side, but also just the way I would operate is, yeah, I'd try and find a solution. Okay, how do I separate myself? Or how do I, you know what I mean, stand out different? Or just that belief that I'm going to give my shit.
Personally, I think two. With most of the jobs and careers within entertainment, like popular, you know, being a person of popularity, like I feel like you need to have that. Like you need to do more than just what you're doing. So for example, if you're just a model, like figure out how to branch out into being like a popular model. Like whether that's like, you know, you're doing content outside of just, so people see your personality. I think then that puts you above just like a model.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. People know you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're like a friend.
And that's what they buy into more than like the talent sometimes. They buy into who you are as a person, who you're, you know, what your soul looks like.
Yeah, you're right. Especially these days.
Stop being so, like, you know, there's so much bread to break out here. And we were talking about this last night. I had to let something go that necessarily you're not going to want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to let it go just knowing that this is not going to work for me, my schedule, this is not working for me. And then something came back a lot faster than I expected. But you got to be okay to let something go that's not going to fit. It's almost like a test. Then you're going to get something back and say, you know what? You did that. Boom. You give a cashier some change, he's going to give you something back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, just focus on you, man. I don't know.
That's kind of like seeing everyone with a damn podcast and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of like the more the merrier.
Which, man, I don't want to go there, man.
I'll say this about it. I feel like I've been dealing with this even like from doing rap. I felt like when I started making music, everyone was making music at school, at high school. And it was never anything that bothered me because I'm like, you don't see the bullshit quick.
Yes.
you know what I'm saying?
Or the good shit,
man. Good shit quick. So it's like no matter how many people do it, the good is always going to show more than the bad, right? In my opinion.
Only the real's gonna last.
Exactly. I guess
all that other shit.
Hit today. Drake's dad.
Yeah.
That was him, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
And, yeah, I don't know. And there's also this mentality with humans sometimes that's just so
crab in a bucket.
Just so nasty, man. Yeah, crab in a bucket. Everyone wants to step on each other to get up top. And it's like, bro, it really and truly does not have to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I remember our first taste of it, like young YouTube days where, you know, it's just salty, man.
You have any stories of like people who kind of like shitted on, not shitted on y'all, but like played y'all out and then boom, you in the same room with them type shit?
Oh, yeah. But there's one in particular, we were just talking about it in LA. Whereas it's the same thing on the level of just someone feeling like I'm coming to take their spot. And it's almost like they're scared and they're reacting out of that spot of like, no, like they're protecting. I'm like, bro, nothing's gonna stop me from getting there.
Mm.
But that love could be different while I'm trying to get there. We're just same thing with the modeling gig that I'm going off of. Instead of being mad, that everyone's doing this and everyone's doing that, support it, man. And maybe fucking that helps you get to that, you know? Yeah, that story is just someone just kind of just literally saying out loud socially, yeah, I'm not promoting, I'm not helping, I'm not pushing nothing that you cats are doing. Mm-hmm. You guys will get it on your own type thing.
All that shit. Mm. Yeah, because I couldn't really think of any other example where people are like, literally shitting on us, and then it'll just be that people just are like scared to share, bro, which I never understand. I'm like, bro, I find something good, I'm like, oh my god,
I have to share.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell people. You find a tiny fucking little show that's like, bro, no one's watching. Even more of a reason to be like, yo, that niggas check this shit out, man.
And when you don't channel that shit, man, you don't really pay attention to it. But I've definitely been in a room with some fucking cocksuckers that counting me out.
Bro, just be like, why are you scared, man? Like,
why are you afraid?
Relax.
Yeah, but you know.
Makes good jokes and shit, though.
Yeah. The more the merrier, man.
I agree. Oh,
bro, it excites me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. There's even more to compare my product to your product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More people to, you know what I mean? Because less people doing podcasts and you're less to, it's almost harder to stand out because you're just like one of the three podcasts versus like, yo, there's 100 and like, yo, this one though?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or whatever you're doing. Same with sketch and shit. I loved when everyone was doing sketch and it. Bro, it was like, you know what I mean? Bittersweet. Not even bittersweet. It's just bitter when people just stopped doing sketches, just dropped out. It's like, man, we're kind of just the only ones doing it. We can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to see what Dorn Tame is dropping this week or what Deshaun Ross is dropping this week. And you know what I mean?
That's a great point, man. That's a great point. Because the podcast industry has been around and it was just so small for very long. Now it's heading where it's heading because I think of people doing more podcasts.
Even, bro, I love when people are like, oh my God, I have a podcast. Oh, you have a podcast? I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
No.
Trust
exactly.
Me.
I like that.
Trust you know what me.
I
mean?
Where? I hear that.
I'm not sharing my restaurants. It's one thing I'm not sharing. You're saying it's good to let them in, tell people.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to crowd a physical space. I'll tell you about a video. Everyone can stream that shit.
Yeah, but so call me a gatekeeper. I'd pick and choose, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you found a restaurant that you loved, that you knew was struggling, you would share it. But because the restaurants that you find, they are all right. So
they're like, good.
Y'all don't need me to.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, you guys gotta know I'm a funny guy. So if you're like egging me on saying, oh, Trey, you're a gatekeeper, I'm gonna play with you now. Damn, so
fucking gate guardian, nigga.
Yeah, now I'm gonna be guardian of a galaxy for sure. You wanna play with me like that?
It's I'm telling y'all funny, nothing man. About nothing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
And also, part of that is just because we're in a culture that everyone just wants to know. Everyone wants to do what the next man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go do you, nigga.
Okay. Goddamn DeVryer.
You gotta feel that.
Everett,
you gotta feel that. You guys, even at home, you gotta understand, man. You guys will maybe post something on your story and all your friends are, oh my God, where?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, back in the day, I'll come back with some drip and they'll just be like, hey, damn, Trey, chill as fuck. Now they want to know where. You know what I'm saying? Nah, where are you chill as hell? You know what I'm saying?
Remember gang, the little kid talking about when you come to class with gum, everybody be like, peace be, bro. Peace
be.
Yo, get up off me.
Get up off me,
yeah, man. Here, you fuckers. Fight over it.
No, man. It's,
real life.
You can pick and choose when to spread love, man. But, I'm not even going to tell you. I told this story the other day, man. Mm. Shout out to my people at Maker Pizza. There's times in this fucking world where I'm going to stand on business.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Jermaine ordered pizza, looked these niggas in their eyes, and said, can we have a ranch dip? They looked back at us and said, we don't sell ranch dip. Our pizzas don't need.
Oh, that's a good
need.
Start someone shitting on us and coming around.
You tell it, man.
Talk, you already started, man.
So we over there, and this is a well-respected, almost well-respected pizza place at the time. It's just whispers that, yo, these boys making some buzz right off. So Julian put us on. He's like, yo, we got to go try Maker. We're like, all right, cool. A little bit more of an expensive pie, like 26 Canadian for like it's not even like a true extra large. It's like a bigger extra large. Yeah, it's
premium pie, man.
Like a party premium pizza pie. Type shit.
Yeah. So you guys can split it and it's good. Yeah. Good pepperoni, whatever. So we trying it out woo-to-woo for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know them boys gonna need their dips. So.
And this is out of respect after trying the pizza. Tried it. Yo, this is some good pizza.
This season.
Do you guys have dip? Ranch.
blue cheese, like anything, like barbecue sauce. So
yeah.
We're there and we're getting our pies up, getting the pie order in. And I'm like, yeah, we got some dips. He says, we don't do dips. Our pizzas don't need dip.
Our pizzas are not meant to be dipped.
We've covered this.
We've covered it.
We've covered this. What do you mean by that?
Man.
Tell
bro,
me
the pizza's
more.
Amazing. You include an amazing dip.
Dip?
Bro, we're in a good situation.
One plus one is two.
Good situation.
Simple math.
Yeah.
He tells us, nah, man, just go ahead and try it, man. Trust me, it'll be good. And I'm not trying to start a fight and say we tried it before or whatever. So I'm like, all right, man, like, bet. Put the order in. He told me it's going to be $26.59. I've swiped. I paid. He says, all right, bet, boss. Give me about 30 minutes. I calculate in my head. Perfect amount of time to go to the store, get a dip, come back.
On gang.
Which is exactly
what we do.
You ain't
finna tell me how to eat my pizza, girl.
Not at all.
No.
And you know we ain't going damn near nowhere. We eating the pizza there. Like it's
Hey, an establishment. Bro, we had the dip tucked in the coat, man.
Yeah.
We got the bottle of dip. It's a bottle, man.
It's a bottle of Diana sauce.
We got that shit, so you need some of that?
Literally, it's called the pizza. Fucking breast milk on fucking barbecue breast milk.
Gone too far.
For real, that's what it looked like to him.
Yeah.
We're not trying to offend them.
Yeah.
So I'm just, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, this is just how I like to eat my food.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking at us run our operation or whatever.
Wow.
And I'll fast forward a little bit, man. So we do barbecue sauce. He kind of makes his comment, oh, y'all boys must really like dip, whatever, whatever. I'm just like, yeah, man, still good pizza. You chill as fuck. So we move on. And mind you, I'm still sharing this place. I'm still saying a great pizza, a great thing. Not even sharing nothing.
Right.
Dude, we build an amazing relationship with these guys. We're really locked in with them. But they message me maybe, let's just say, a couple months later. They say, yo, Trey, man, like, I got something new. I was like, what's up? What's the word? Says, yo, bro, we got these dips. I need you and your brother to try the dips out first before we put them on the menu. Toronto doesn't
this
know,
man.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, man. And it's all up. It's a learning curve. It's life.
Bro, we literally told them, we said, yo, your pizzas would be another level if you add a dip, but you niggas make the dips. Don't go buy the, make the
be
dip.
Be in charge of the dip.
Bro, they made like four dips. And he said, yo, try all four of these. Let me know what you're... Not on the menu yet.
Nice. I love that.
Bro.
I love that.
These cats sent pizza parties to our house. I called friends over from all around the world. I can call 10 people right now.
And it wasn't like, yo, we're gathering, man. We're eating pizza. It's like, yo, we need backup. Mm-hmm. These guys send us too much pizza every time. We'd be like, oh, it's just me, Teron, Julian. All right, sure.
Like, they respected us, man. And that's when it started coming to a point. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna do further than that and not just eat this pizza. I'm going to have a party here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to one of the pizza parties. Multiple.
I've had Maker many times.
In hotel rooms, bro, it goes down anywhere. But
It do.
It was just one of those moments that I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, this would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dissing you.
Yep.
We built an amazing relationship, man. These guys, shout out Maker Pizza. If you're in Toronto, you don't know already, Maker Pizza is where it's at.
Yep.
Those are our guys.
Yeah.
Man, they even put my dad on his back, man.
Really?
Oh, everyone. Late night.
Wow.
Everyone and anyone. When I tell you, man, it's just, look, man, I say this all the time. Food is a way to just show, like, break bread, you know what I mean? Literally.
Yeah.
But food is a way to kind of just settle down. Nothing else matters. We got to nourish our bodies. So when I'm telling you I like what you're doing and how you nourish my soul, gotta share that in respect, man.
All day, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of pizza, I know we've talked about, like, you know, Uber Eats and getting your shit on a bike, and it's not the best.
All day, man. Yeah.
I'm going to send you a video that I seen the other day. It's kind of long, but it's very interesting of this pizza delivery. And how would y'all feel if a nigga pulled up?
Pizza delivery on a bike?
You about to see it, man. This shit is crazy.
Delivering 30 pizzas without a car.
30 pizzas without a car? What do you mean?
No way he's on that.
This guy's like, there's no way.
Bro, I need backup. What do you mean? Bro, give me a car.
And wheels. Four of them.
Hand pressed and hand baked.
And hand-delivered.
And the drinks?
The 2 liters.
The two liters.
2 liters. Them shits is heavy.
Bro, what?
The thing is, I already have a problem with this because my pizza's not in a bag warmer.
Mm. Yeah, all the vents and shit, man, against the wind.
Yeah.
It's a cool-down pizza.
Yeah.
You're already taking too much time.
I assume he's having a party.
Bro, it...
Dude, I've been watching... There's no way.
That's a truck strap that you strap on to a truck.
That's the repo reaper right there.
Man, let me fast forward.
Like 3 quarters.
We're at 2:34.
So now he's sitting down on the bench, strapped his bags in. Strapped his straps in.
I book out the pizza bet.
Yeah, imagine getting a $3 tip. Thanks, man.
Even that's bullshit. Put it in the car, man.
That's no tip.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm not impressed by that. That's not why I ordered.
I'm not impressed, bro.
And then you're going to get on a balancing.
On a fucking...
situation.
I don't know. Whatever that circus thing.
You're not going to say...
Like is it moving? No, it's not moving at all.
Bro, and what happens if you get hit by a car? God forbid.
Pizza City.
You're gonna think it's a party with a chance of fucking pepperoni.
Yeah, like how is he gonna get off that?
That is impressive, though. Yeah, as far as acrobatics go.
Yeah, but it's just to me, the payout versus like you know which
risk versus reward.
It's not there for me.
Yeah, but this is the day I quit, man.
Like this is like a very bad parlay.
See ya.
He's like going nowhere, bro.
You can't go fast.
Oh, he kind of moving that shit on the way up.
Look how it's leaning though. Goddamn.
Eat the entire pizza.
Yeah. Crazy. Locked
in. Yeah, that's respect, man.
That pulls up. I'm not happy still.
I'm literally writing an email.
As you eat pizza.
And then again, listen to humans. Man deserves an award for being
counterproductive.
Maybe him as an individual delivery man who just got the instructions, he'll bring this.
For
but
sure.
But someone's in trouble.
Yeah. Man, if I'm rich, I'm buying that guy a Sprinter and saying, keep delivering.
But do it the better way.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm You're sorry, man. Amazon Prime. It's a waste of time, man. Literally.
It's how they do it.
Yeah. You ever see a new car by a business and it just shocks you?
A new car by a business?
Like Amazon, I just found out Amazon started buying out short bus shorties, and that's what they're delivering them.
Short buses?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
nah.
Yes.
It was here. It was here, actually. I seen the short bus pull up.
Yeah.
A bus?
Brody had the thing. Like, you know when you pull this let the kids out?
Yeah.
Bro, he's literally a school bus. But
like,
it's Amazon.
An actual school bus with Amazon on it?
I don't know if it was an actual school bus.
Bro, I said, yo, there's a short bus out of here.
But, yes, same size.
Nah,
but
it was just like a
bigger transit. You know, the whip, the transit. It was just like a bigger transit. We could find it. We could find a video of it.
Search Amazon shop bus shouting. I promise you it was a school bus. I was so excited to see that, man. I was shocked that they even did that.
All day, man.
Added that to the fleet.
Yeah. I do like that, man. I see some new wheels and shit. I'm like, oh, this the Rivian, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah, they're making deliveries.
I think I've literally watched a review on one of the new Amazon trucks.
Really?
Oh, cool, yeah.
Mm.
It's pretty ill.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, man. And it, you know, for what it's worth, they're riding in something clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just this kind of like what he talking about.
Shout
out, bro. This kind of what he talking about.
Nigga, this is a man.
Nah, he's showing you the wrong one.
That's not it?
That wasn't it. Let me see it from the front.
You sure? It looked like it to me.
That bit kind of looked clean. Nah, let me ask y'all something before we get out of here, man. It's not even, it's something that Julian said that got us thinking.
Mm.
So there's just a bunch of theories on, obviously, life and
life.
What's going on in life. There's a hell of theories and people always want to ask some shit to make you think. Mm. But someone said, I hope I don't butcher this, but there's a theory that we're all already dead, right?
Oh, yes, we did talk about it.
There's a theory that we're all already dead and these are our last, like, the moment that we're living in right now are all memories that we're tapping back into, but it just feels stretched out. Mm-hmm. So they're saying how like people have close death, near death experiences, saying like, yo, everything is just slow. they see so much happen, they flash their life, whatever. But this theory is saying that we're already dead, and this is us kind of living through our life that already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, in their case, by the end of our life, we're gonna be like already laying down, like, about to die, and say, "Oh fuck!" Like, that was all. I've been here the whole time, and this is all just
memories and shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That thought alone. Well, first off, kind of like, where are you at right now with that?
How'd you digest that?
Are you okay?
You feel dead, brother?
No, I'm always interested in the theory and shit, seeing hearing how they make a checkout.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this feels pretty real.
That's what I said, Jermaine.
Okay. Yeah.
And he said, what did he say? He said, how can you prove
mm-hmm.
like your phone is real?
Yeah.
And not just
like bonk you in your
yeah,
head.
I'm like, bro, I can feel it. I can touch it. Like, if I drop it on something else, it's going to impact that thing. Like,
yeah.
But he's like, well, how do you know all of that's just not like a figment of your mind or something like that? Was what he said.
He was saying this for his professor, and it was just basically teaching a course, and he said, all right, like mm-hmm. 2-hour course, and he said, prove to me that your phone is real. Prove to me that this exists. I exist. Prove to me like what is real.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prove that to me that what like this is real? How do you prove that that cup is real? And obviously your first answer is, well, because I can feel it, I can smell it, I can throw it, you can whatever. But how can you further prove that this is real? How can you prove that I'm real, that I exist? You know what I mean? You see a ghost or you see a figure and you're like, oh, I seen someone there and like no one's in this building. How can you prove that that figure existed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would just go like this right there. You see him? Can we agree it's a purple shirt?
Yo, Drew.
Nah, I feel that. There's a lot of shit you just can't prove technically. I'm just like, all right then, man. Take mm-hmm. me to what?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what J-Lo say, man? I'm real.
Oh, come on. That's the proof.
Mm.
Song by Jennifer Lopez.
I'm real. I definitely want to go into a little bit more, and I want to read what the same thing that he read to get that theory a little bit. But mm-hmm. just before you got out of here, I wanted to kind of lead y'all with that.
Man, that's what college is going to do to you, man. Them damn lectures, bro. Mm-hmm. And I always go there.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I don't actually.
I came here to learn for you to tell me.
There's just way too many questions I got in this world and a lot of things in life that makes you feel like, hey, did I live this already? Deja vu. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I believe in. I believe I'm figuring it out. I'm trying my best to figure it out. But
right.
Who knows? Maybe we are already dead. Maybe we are. Where are we, bro? No one knows where we are. No one can prove what's real. Man. Sure, I literally don't know nothing, man.
Yeah, what was here before us, man?
Mm.
Before we were born into the white man's world.
And how much
built
further?
All this shit out. What y'all not telling me, man?
And this is another thing that kind of got us there to that whole conversation of like what's real and proven things. We're just saying, yo, if we went back 1,000 years, let's say 1,000 years, 100 years is already crazy. Let's say 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we go back and we pop up and we say, yo, this is FaceTime. This is me calling someone on the other side of the world.
Mm.
Put this phone to your ear. Put one of those guys in a Tesla and say, look how fast we can go on electric.
Mm.
You know, they'll literally probably die from saying, trying to understand what's going on.
You show them fucking Uber?
Yeah.
Look,
it's true.
Car picking me up.
Even so, I just thinking like, yo, where are we going to be with technology in another 100 years, another 1,000 years when we're not around? Where's technology going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Where's science going to be?
I did say to that point that I think it'll obviously keep advancing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think we can say that like it'll advance the same way it has the last 10 years.
Oh, hell no. It's exponential for sure.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the 10 years before that, it wasn't like the 10 years after that. So we could improve that, make it even faster, but it could slow back down again.
Nah.
Kind of reach some type of peak for a bit and then...
You just find some new shit?
Yeah, and then, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, I mean, can you look at like 50s to 60s, 60s to 70s, 70s to 80s and say like, oh, the technological advancements were always just like crazy? Probably not.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's exponential though. They created all these technologies that now things are fucking merging and coming together and then
learning new shit. Yeah.
So I think like very slow. We figured this out, figured that out, figured out. Oh, Nick, if we got phones, we could do this, this, mm-hmm. and that. Boop, boop, boop. And then AI just fucking takes the wheel and shit. It's like, all right, look what we invent, nigga. Psh, psh, psh. I think it's exponential. I think it's just gonna be fucking a point where we're just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So he said the other day he feel like we about to have the floating whips with the wheel. Upside.
That's what you're bringing us to. So that being said,
That's
well, why would you need the wheel then?
Because he was saying, do you think we're going to get rid of the wheel? Okay, first off, these are all like
these are all different conversations, man.
All scattered conversations.
Goddamn balcony, man.
Telling, man. You're saying if we have the wheel, do you think we're still going to be rolling on that wheel and getting around on the wheel? And I said, maybe it's still going to be in the form of a wheel, but it's turned under the car and now it's glowing. Now that's levitating this shit. My thing is just...
I think the wheel is just such an amazing invention.
Yeah, nice classic, man.
Yeah, I feel like it's something you just build. It's like LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? You don't get rid of LeBron James. You build around LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like they're just going to build around the wheel. They're not going...
But we can't cancel out what we don't know.
You're right.
I think we're going to find a different... It's almost like Wakanda. Like they found a energy source. You know what I mean? That's like, yo, this powers all of this. Who's to say we're not gonna find some? Who knows what aliens are? We already established they're real. Not to go there, but who knows that we're not gonna humans and aliens aren't gonna come together with a fucking. This is what we use to run over here. This is what we use to. We've all seen a flying saucer, correct?
Yeah.
Videos and shit like that. Yeah. What we think is a flying saucer.
Yeah, they'll come down here and roast us for sure. Oh, y'all still in that old school.
What's making that thing fly? What happens when humans get their hand on it and now we're moving different?
You gotta ask Bob Lazar, man.
I'm telling you. B-O-B. Which comes to my next point. Bob.
Hey, guys. I always wonder how he's not questions. Sniped yet by the man.
I think an alien already took over his body. That's a skinwalker.
Well, that checks things out, man.
Yeah. Yep.
All things accounted for.
But at the end of the day, man, who knows? You guys are just going to type Trey's high anyways. So. Whatever. Think about it, man.
After the wheels, a ball wheel.
Yeah.
You ever see them ball wheels?
Yeah.
Like just for driveways, sideways driving?
I could get Dyson. Behind that.
The ball, yeah, the animal ball, yeah. All
day. I vacuum left to right. Vacuum in circles, man. Yeah, I'm just saying we don't know, man. So you guys think about, oh, who's taking my modeling job? Dog, we got to think about bigger shit. How are we driving?
Coming for that modeling job, niggas.
Fucking floating swag.
Yes. That's where the world is going, man.
Yo.
Man, this is the last one from me, man. Fellas, how'd y'all feel, man? Y'all bring Shorty on vacation. Whatever. So you bring Shorty on vacation, take care of it. It's all good and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of outings and dates and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty throws. You're like, let's take pics. Oh, nice. Yeah. And then you see her on the gram after. Your head is not there. This is like next level. I don't see him like block out the head and crop out, but she deleted his face.
Yo, that's that new Photoshop object select.
Yeah, that's that AI.
Damn. She got that Google Pixel.
AI, yeah.
Oh,
the magic erase. So. Bro, you don't want to be with me then, man.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah.
Just objectifying me.
Yeah, honestly, like.
Wait, the guy took this?
No, it's like they're her pictures, and she's like, you're not getting my man type shit. Right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This is a tough one, man. There's a lot of different angles you can approach this one, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to approach this one. Maybe a little bit too seriously, man. It just screams a little bit of insecurity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be locked in more than that.
I never know what's a joke these days, man. I'll tell you that much. Cause this is a funny joke to say I erased the whole head.
Yeah,
like, you took it to the furthest, like.
Why are you posting this then? If you can't be people in this photo can't be in this photo. Why what's the photo for then?
And that's
you sit alone then.
Do we as a society, do we look at pictures anymore? As like what they're supposed to be, which are memories, or do we all look at it as like, yo, I gotta post this or not post it or not take it type shit? Because you could take that picture and just tuck it.
And that's you, man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely take pictures for myself.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everything is posts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta, man.
That's it, okay. Well, how would you feel like, say y'all didn't talk about this beforehand? Like, you didn't know she's gonna do this.
That's a pleasant surprise. Real reactions are, oh, like, what happened? First off, how'd you do this? Good job.
I'd be like, great job. Yeah, that's amazing. Who'd you hire? Nah, that's clean work. Because you still have the sky behind him. You still have the ocean behind him.
That literally might be the Google Pixel feature. You just rub on it. Are you sure? This is a face.
This is a person?
Yeah.
I feel the way though. I say that though.
I have a lot of questions, man. I just don't.
Yeah. I get depending on the type of nigga he is too, right?
Yeah, it could be some street shit, man. They take me out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be in your... Yeah, he did say fuck you.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be a part of this. You gotta choose where you say fuck you with the middle finger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not every photo is a middle finger photo.
Nah, I definitely have somewhere I'm like, why'd I do that?
Yeah, there's times it's just... It's, but that's the thing. I do it because I'm like, it's too many pictures at this point. You're not going to use this one.
How you do this? How you throw up the middle finger? You on your Eminem shit?
Nah, that's a
fucking ball and stick.
Yeah, no. I do a little kid.
That's
one.
How emoji do it, don't it? Yeah.
Oh, dude. Off yours.
But yeah, nah, that's, yeah.
I know the game sometimes would be like, it's almost like what Michael Jordan did at the Olympics when Reebok was telling them, like, you got to go up there and hold the flag.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then he, or you got to go up there and wear the suit, sorry. And then the he Reebok. Covered the Reebok logo with the Dang. American flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're okay, you'll get this picture of me, but watch this.
Yeah.
You're going to zoom in and say, oh, fuck. Fucking Trey, zoom in. Yeah, nah.
Yeah,
but
nah. Hey, man.
That's funny.
Women are up, man. They scoring a lot of points these days.
Yeah, all day, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
She got that one off, man.
Yeah. Two of them.
Two of them, yep.
You not getting my man type shit, man.
My man is my man, you know?
All day.
Yeah.
I like when girls say, my man. I find that shit funny.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from one of them shows, man.
What's the other one? He's a good man, Savannah, or some shit like that. You know that one?
I don't got that one yet. Okay. Nah, they ain't reached me.
If you guys know, that one's circulating. I don't know where it's from, but I've heard it a couple times.
I'm sure Sim's gonna bring it up at some point.
Mm. Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a wholesome time, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do for us, man. If you really locked in with us, let me lock in with y'all, man. Hey, man, we show up every week, man. Y'all show up, man. Jump up in that comment section, man. Smash them keys, man. Smash that thumbs up, man. Jump on over to Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Drop them reviews, man. 5 stars, nothing less, man. Yeah. Amen.
Please, lead that.
Listen, man, let's end this off. I asked the Discord real quick, man. I need a review.
Join the Discord.
Some videos,
join the
man.
Discord.
On that note, let's just...
We active in there now.
We'll take this one right here. From Doug Dimmadome.
Oh my God.
Doug Dimmadome.
That's the guy, man.
Cold name.
The top ego.
Let's see what this is about, man, before we head out.
Yeah.
You can tell what niggas on by the TikToks he sends.
Oh my God. He's just starting with TikTok.
Yeah,
all right.
Man.
And play.
I see the frack. No. Oh, wait. Full screen that. Wait. Play it again.
Bro, my feet are tingling, right?
Play it again.
My feet are tingling from seeing that.
What happened?
I think she... Was she scared of the dog? Yeah, she's scared of the dog. And she just falls.
Oh, my God. Dog?
Hey, Doug Dimmadome, man. That's Doug. That's not us. Hey. That's not us.
My spine, dog.
Yeah. Hey, hold my spine. Moneyball.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.